Well, there we are. That's Also Sprach Zarathustra by Deodato. Wonderful track from back in the 70s. And if you were around in Cambridge back in the 70s, you may have heard that track quite a lot because it was kind of the theme tune for a band called Red Express. Red Express has had some amazing musicians pass through its ranks over time. Part founded by Bill Sharp, who, of course, we all know and love from Shack Attack, especially me, big Shack Attack fan, no excuses there. Well, Bill Sharp is on the line because Red Express is back. Bill, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Listen, nice to speak to
you. Oh, listen, hey, thanks for joining us. This is, for me, this is a very special moment. Always been a huge Shack Attack fan. Loved you when you played High Barnes a few years ago. Came along and saw you. Always loved your music throughout the 80s and everything. Been a big follower. But Red Express, I mean, kind of Red Express got shot in the foot because you went off to do Shack Attack. But tell us about Red Express and remind us about some of these Cambridge links you've got.
Well, Red Express was, started off in the sort of mid-70s. There were, a few of us, like you meet, it always can be a bit of a long story, but a few of us met. We had different bands with different names, kind of doing the odd sort of, like covers gigs and stuff like that, parties, party band kind of thing. And then the singer, Dennis, a guy called Dennis Andrews, who's from Chicago, and hence the title of the album, 59th Street, which is where he grew up in Chicago. But he'd come over and was on the American, the Air Force bases around East Anglia. He was involved in the Air Force. He was ground staff, but he was also a really good singer. And we used to play in the 70s, a lot of bands played all the American air bases. Yeah. So he joined us, and we started to obviously do kind of party gigs, that kind of thing. And then it was suggested maybe we should do some original material. So I started writing some songs, and I'd started writing a few bits and pieces then, but it was kind of the start of when I got into writing songs, which was great. And then we tended to do less of the party gigs, and we started to play particularly around the Cambridge area. There was a place called the Alma Brewery. Mm-hmm. We played there a lot. Great Northern, various venues that used to be around that probably aren't there anymore. And then, of course, we did, I think it was the very first Strawberry Fair way back.
Wow.
A long time ago. And my memory of it is, because I was actually very, I don't know if we should mention it on the radio, I was a very clean living lad in those days.
Oh, right. That's why it's good to hear. It's unusual for Cambridge, but good to hear.
I didn't smoke, and I did drink, but I didn't smoke or anything like that, because, a lot of guys smoked the old wacky-backy a bit. So Dennis, the singer, decided to make some what we used to call dope cakes. And so I had a little piece of a dope cake. So I thought, well, why not? And so, which happened to coincide with Strawberry Fair. So my memory of the show is a little bit sort of hazy because I wasn't used to that kind of thing.
It's a tradition that's carried on for years. Strawberry Fair's still like it now. Nothing's changed.
It's a little bit sort of purple hazy for me, but it was a great, brilliant, Cambridge is, obviously going back, a long time to Cambridge, it was a great, there's a great vibe around, and we used to play little places around the area, but we mainly focused on Cambridge, and we had, people used to come and play with us. I mean, one guy actually who was very, very notable sax player, a guy called Raph Ravenscroft, who was the guy that played the roots on Baker Street.
I was going to say, I saw that on your website and thought, hang on, you don't just have Raph Ravenscroft wander through your ranks, do you? Goodness me.
He was drummer Brian, Brian Wren. He knew Raph, and he got Raph to come down, and he had a bit of rehearsal, a bit of a jam with us. And it so coincided. He said, well, let's do a gig. So we did a gig, and saw various other people, but that was quite memorable. So it was just a lot of fun. And then we slowly started to, working on new songs. So then the whole set pretty much became original material. There's a lot, this obviously we're talking about this album 59th Street that we've recorded. There's a lot, there is more material, but we had to bring it down to just 8 tracks because we couldn't remember anymore. But it was lovely to sort of be able to do it and sort of reminisce about the old days in Cambridge, which is obviously very different place to it is now.
Indeed, indeed.
And lots of great memories.
So how did this, so you've recorded this album 59th Street, which is basically a redoing of all the material which you really just only had demos of, is that it?
Yeah, yeah. So we recorded them on an old Revox tape machine, and we used to spend ages recording. It was just great fun. And so we had everything recorded, but it was just, let's do it and make it sound good. So we went into, because I live near Bury St Edmunds, so there's a residential studio, a little place called Woolpit, not far from there. Mm-hmm. And we went in there for a week and we recorded the tracks. We just, again, half of this was, it was just a social thing, but it was nice to get the songs done. We recorded the tracks and then we thought, well, shall we, let's go and mix somewhere nice and have another nice 5 days somewhere. So we went down to Peter Gabriel's studio down in near Bath, Real World Studios, and we mixed the tracks there. We had 4 or 5 days to mix them, and it was just great. It was sort of like, having time together, which was nice, because then we could reminisce about the old days in Cambridge and all the mischief we all got up to, and also a lovely place to work.
Yeah.
And he actually, which was lovely, he popped in and said hello, which was lovely to meet the great man briefly. And then we came out and had it all mastered. And then we said, well, it would be nice to release it actually as a record, because we were just going to sell it to friends. And so the record company that Shack Attack worked with decided they agreed to put it out. So it's now coming out commercially as a proper release on CD and iTunes, coming out on the 28th of July.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to make an announcement now live on air. We have cleared this with you first, but yeah. That is, it is going to go straight on as a classic album, because these are tracks which have been around for, best part of 50 years nearly. In that way, it counts as a classic album that you've only finally just got round to recording. So we're going to have that coming up.
The songs are of the time. We didn't try to update them. Obviously, the recording is modern day recording, but the actual tunes are of the period, so they do sound. I mean, I don't think they sound too dated actually, because they are. I mean, I don't think Steely Dan sounds too dated to my ears.
No,
but it's of the time. That's the whole point of it. So it's, as I was saying before, it's a little window into what we were recording and playing way back in the mid to late 70s.
I know how these things go, though, Bill, and so do you, that then someone goes, yeah, well, that's great, but why don't we write some new stuff, Bill? I mean, this will be another wacky-backy moment, but it'll be, why don't we write some new stuff, Bill? Are you going to fall down that rabbit hole and wind up working on another album?
It was talked about, but then I'm a bit busy working on new Shack Attack material, so I haven't got time for that.
But does he, I mean, comparing the two, compare and contrast, Red Express to Shack Attack then, when you're writing, you would very clearly now, if you were to do that, you would go, well, this is really a Red Express track, this is a Shack Attack track.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, they do, if you listen to the album, there's a couple of tracks which, I guess, with some of the later songs that I wrote, which have a little leaning towards Shack Attack. Mm. So you can hear, if you into our music from our first few albums from the late Red Express, some of the songs, there is a sort of little continuity from where my head was going into Shack Attack. But now obviously, with having done the Red Express album, I mean, with all the guys playing on the album, everybody plays differently. That's the important thing, was to make the Red Express album not sound like Shack Attack. Mm. That was the key thing. And there were a few tracks that could have gone that way. But then, because everybody was involved in it, we made sure that a lot of the guitar sounds and the grooves and all that kind of stuff, the playing was away from the Shack Attack thing. So I think when you hear the Red Express album, you maybe hear little hints of it. But there's a lot. I mean, there's obviously lots of keyboards, but I'm not soloing a great deal. So there's a lot of guitar solos. Dennis's style of singing is real soul kind of stuff. So it doesn't really sound like Shack Attack album. Which is really, really good, actually.
Yeah. And for those fans of Shack Attack, it's a wide, you should always be open to, here's something slightly different. People trust you, because, I mean, as you say, with people like you, with Raph, people trust good musicians to just make good music, and they'll take swings in genre. They'll quite happily listen over here and listen over there if the musicianship is great.
Well, I mean, I think everybody played really well on it, actually. I listened back to it now. And I think, it's a good album. If you like it or not, I think you can appreciate the fact that everybody played good on it. And also, hopefully, the sense of, we did have a good time making it. And so hopefully that will sort of come through the music as well a little bit.
Would you take it out live?
Well, we are talking about maybe, because Dennis, the singer, he lives near San Francisco, so it's obviously it's logistically difficult to get the band together. But he came over, you know, for when we recorded. Obviously, he came over to sing the songs. But now we might do a gig in Cambridge, maybe October time, possibly. We're talking about trying to do a one-off at the Junction.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Which would be great. And again, you know, we won't be too ambitious and play anywhere too big, because you know, you might only be 50 people that come along. But the thing, it would maybe nice if he can fly over America and we can pull it all together. There might be, you know, we're not trying to coincide it with the release of the album, but it might be, you know, later in the year we can pull something together. And of course, it would be in Cambridge.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'll watch this space. It's 59th Street is out in July. The minute it comes out, it will be a classic album here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Bill, one of my heroes, it's been an absolute joy to meet you. Lovely to know you seem like you still enjoy doing what you're doing. You've been doing it for a while, if you'll forgive me.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I mean, I love doing it. And I've watched, I was watching Glastonbury last night and watching Elton John and his band. I mean, gosh, you know, they're all in their mid-70s.
Yeah, yeah.
But John, I thought they absolutely were brilliant. You know, and he obviously, you know, struggling a bit with this because he had a bit of hip operation or something, didn't he? So, but when he was sitting at the piano, playing the piano great, singing great, you know, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. So, I mean, there is life in us oldies yet.
I think ever that will be the case. Bill Sharp from Red Express and from Shack Attack, thanks so much for joining me. We'll catch up in July.
Thank you very much.